This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly, in for Steve Inskeep. President Obama travels to Holland, Michigan today for the groundbreaking at a factory that will make batteries for electric cars. The $300 million factory is one of nine battery plants the government is helping to fund with its economic stimulus program. Mr. Obama often talks about these plants as engines for a new clean energy economy, but the plants have been slow to jumpstart the nation's sputtering job market, as NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Well before today's ceremonial groundbreaking, construction crews were hard at work, spreading fresh white gravel over the muddy field where the factory will eventually stand and erecting a tent over two shiny electric cars. Batteries built here in Holland will one day power the Chevy Volt from General Motors, as well as a new electric version of the Ford Focus. Civic leaders who lobbied for the plant think the batteries will also give a jolt to the surrounding community.
You know, we've taken our lumps in this economy, and to see all the people that are working out there on the construction site today, to consider how many people are going to be, parking their cars in their parking lot to work there here in the next 18 months. I mean, it's just a great shot in the arm for our community.
Randy Thalen heads an economic development company in the area called Lakeshore Advantage. Over breakfast in a downtown restaurant, he told me that Holland will actually be home to two advanced battery plants. Together, they receive some $450 million in grants from the federal government.
The stimulus certainly has done its job here in Holland, Michigan. We've got great opportunities in front of us, and many of which have been driven by the stimulus package.
But that's created some mixed feelings here in western Michigan. This is Republican country, where John McCain outpolled Barack Obama 2 years ago with 61% of the vote. The Holland area also has an active Tea Party movement.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Earlier this week, about 100 Tea Party members gathered at a local community center for their regular meeting. Mostly, they were there to talk about the upcoming primary, but they also arranged what they called a Tea Party welcome for the president's visit today. Jim Chiodo, who chaired the meeting, says he has nothing against the jobs the new battery plant will eventually provide, but he doesn't believe it's the government's role to be picking winners and losers, or to be helping either one.
For every winner, there's 10 losers. And it's really, really hard to take a position that's against your hometown. All right? And I'm not against my hometown. I love Holland. I've been here 25 years. A great, great, great town. But it's going to hurt towns like Holland when this gravy train gets turned off.
Chiodo is not alone in his skepticism. A new Washington Post ABC poll found 54% of Americans now disapprove of President Obama's handling of the economy. Despite White House claims that the stimulus has saved or created up to 3.5 million jobs so far, unemployment still stands at 9.5%. Michigan's unemployment rate is the second highest in the country, and Angie Barksdale of the employment training program Michigan Works says the pain reaches across the state, from Detroit to Lake Michigan.
I think many people don't realize that even the west side has been hit just as hard as the east side, and especially when you look at the stats for the city of Holland in particular, there are pockets that are even hungrier.
The battery plant, breaking ground today, will eventually employ about 400 people. But most of those jobs are at least 18 months away. And Cedric Jones, who recently lost a manufacturing job, can't wait that long.
Actually, I can't even wait 18 hours. For real, I need a job like right now because I got to pay rent. I don't know what the president's going to do about it, but, whatever he can, because actually I do need a stimulus package.
The administration admits most of the battery plants it's helping to fund won't be operating before the end of this year. But in 5 years, officials say, those plants will be making batteries for 500,000 new cars a year, and the batteries will cost 70% less. That sounds pretty good to Holland's economic development leader, Randy Thalen.
For the country and for communities like Holland, it is important to take the long-term view on this. Rome wasn't built in a day, and the electric vehicle industry won't be built in a day. But it has great potential. It has great opportunity. We're going to be at the forefront of that here in Holland, Michigan, and we're thrilled to be to have that position.
That long-term view can be a tough sell, though, for people looking for jobs today and politicians looking for votes in November. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Holland, Michigan.